This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Wednesday, November 13th. Well, Tuesday's cattle market reacts to China's approval of Argentine beef. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was mixed. China did approve Argentina for beef shipments, and that means the slaughterhouses there, they're going to start taking shipments out of Argentina, which is really kind of interesting. Non-commercial traders are getting into the market too. They're pushing this rally higher. Dare I say that the new talk is that the trend is going to be staying intact to the end of the year. That's really something to think about. We got to be careful because anybody that bet against the market really got hurt. But we know at some point in time, there is going to be a correction, but certainly it's not going to be today and perhaps not anytime soon.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday, up 11 and a quarter at 516 and a half. December corn was up 4.5 at 377 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 595 to 6 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were up 16, ranging from 598 and 3 quarters to 613 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were up 11.5, ranging from 666 and 3 quarters to 696 and 3 quarters. Club wheat of ordinary protein for November was unchanged, ranging from 595 to 770. Live cattle for December was down 12.5 cents at 119.87 and a half. And November feeder cattle was up 22.5 cents to 148 even. And November class 3 milk was down 10 cents at 2006.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.